So we are up and running here. Justin, one of the requirements of the Affordable Health Care Act is that all of these doctors and medical systems get into electronic medical records. Yeah. So we should no longer see those big fat files behind the receptionist when we go into the doctor anymore. How is that coming along in the triad?
It's coming along really well. And the Business Journal has reported about a new software that is being rolled out in two of our larger healthcare systems. Cone Health is implementing this new software in Moses Cone and Wesley Lung Hospitals in Greensboro. And then over in Winston-Salem, Wake Forest Baptist is rolling out the very same software.
And I'm surprised to find out that there's one software company that has a near monopoly, at least with the large systems in North Carolina.
Yeah, the company is called Epic Systems Corporated. And they're based out of Wisconsin. They have this very comprehensive integrated electronic medical records system that's been very popular. They're not the only one selling it. There are three or four others, but they place such a high premium on seamless integration between the hospital, the doctor's office, the emergency room, but also an incredible premium on the training of getting the software up and running. Enormously costly. It's over $100 million for each of these institutions to install these medical records. And the training that goes in is fundamental if you're going to get the efficiencies on the back end.
So that training is what makes us so popular, at least with the larger systems?
It seems to be the case. So there are two levels that go on here. One is that there are more than 100 IT people that are hired to actually install the software across your medical platform. And then there are another couple of hundred people that are holding the hands of all the medical practitioners that are using these electronic records, how to use them, how to access them, how to make sure you're calling up exactly what you need and implement what is going to be needed in the future to make sure that the exact information for all patients is there for everyone to access.
Well, it's a pretty big operation, so I can see why some of the smaller medical systems might not be going with that right now.
Yeah.
So what are they doing?
They have smaller software programs that are really proprietary, and they don't report out. They really are just within the system itself or within the office itself. So if you are going to a doctor's office and they are not connected to Epic, all your electronic records are in some ways, they're in a box. But as our healthcare systems become more merged and more consolidated, you're seeing that little by little, these larger software systems are reaching out to encompass not just the emergency room and the hospital, but the doctor's offices as well.
And there's a cautionary tale in one of the stories that the Business Journal ran this month about Wake Forest itself, how the physicians didn't necessarily have the same access to the records as the ER. Which was an infuriating experience I had a handful of years ago with one of my sons.
Yeah, yeah. So
this is really exciting. And then it's not just going to be within the same healthcare system, but it could be nationwide. So if you're visiting family in California, then they should have access as well.
This is the real breakthrough. Now, we all know that our health systems compete. They compete within a marketplace, and we see this competition in the triad. But there's this general recognition on the part of the federal government that when it comes to the treatment of the patient, him or herself, when they get into the system, we shouldn't be fighting over medical records. There should be an equality of access to those records. And we're seeing this across North Carolina because Epic is so popular and because it is relatively easier to implement, that some 90% of all the healthcare providers in North Carolina in the coming years are going to be able to share this information. And these are competing systems. And you can see how that gets expanded nationally as well. It's an enormous benefit to the patient himself or herself to have all those medical records available wherever they go.
And that brings in, you mentioned competition.
Yeah,
and that's something
that
a lot of people have qualms about, you know, if the medical system itself should even be an area of competition since, you know, wellness is so important to everybody.
It is, and we're always going to have that kind of competition because at a certain level, these hospitals and these doctor's offices are businesses. But if you are presenting at a hospital in Wilmington, for example, with symptoms of a heart attack, and your primary care physician is back in Winston-Salem and just did an EKG on you 3 days ago, that doctor in Wilmington should know that you've had that procedure and should be able to respond accordingly rather than order another EKG, which not only is expensive, but delays your treatment. Like, this is the goal here with electronic medical records that span competing institutions.
And obviously, health savings is part of the whole reason why everybody is being ordered to go into the electronic records
system.
So are we seeing any savings yet?
Not exactly. And there have been some studies on this in the last several months that said even with the hundreds of millions of dollars that are spent on electronic records, we are not seeing those savings yet. Part of it is because these are such complex systems to implement and get used to that we haven't quite worked out all the kinks and how we can become most efficient in how we make decisions from this shared information. But you got to hope that we're going to get there, because if we don't, then we aren't ever really going to get our arms around this cost challenge that the nation faces right now with its healthcare bill.
That's a scary thought.
It is.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Justin, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Audrey. Happy New Year, too.
Thank you so much, Justin, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Audrey, and Happy New Year to you, too.